because electricity and gas, it's only available in deregulated states. So right away, the U.S. has shrunk down to just a little over a dozen states that are deregulated. In those states, you have the ability to go to another electric or gas provider. And we can do that. We've got a broker that we're aligned with, and he can take your electric bills and go and then see if we can reduce those bills.
Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the show. Today, I am very excited to introduce our guest for the day, Kevin Gardner. Kevin, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited to get into your little niche of related to multifamily and property. So everyone, Kevin used to work for the cable companies, and now he has a company called Multifamily Utility Solutions, which is a very interesting niche company that helps property owners boost NOI, net operating income, through their making sure that their cable rights are getting compensated for. So anyways, I'm going to let Kevin explain that. But first, Kevin, why don't you take us back in time and help us understand how it was that you got into this space?
Sure. Yeah. Thank you very much. So I was in corporate America, like you mentioned. I was with Comcast. I worked my way up from a very entry-level position and got to a more senior-level position. And then just over time, Comcast grew during that time, and I loved the growth, but I really liked that entrepreneurial, spirit where, it wasn't like just a big, big company. And so I decided to start my own business, and I did. And ironically, Comcast and Charter Spectrum were two of our first clients. So when we started the business, we actually started by being a third-party representative of Comcast and Charter and negotiating with multifamily owners for the right to be on their property. And then over time, Comcast and Charter decided to take that in-house and make it employee-based and not rely on third parties as much as they had once done that. So since we're sitting at the table anyhow, right, negotiating on their behalf, we just went to the other side of the table and started representing property owners. Yeah, I've been doing that ever since, probably about 6-7 years now.
Okay, awesome. So help us and the listeners understand exactly what it is that you're negotiating. So say I'm an apartment complex owner, say I own like a, let's just say I own a 200 unit complex in Portland, Oregon, what would you help me do?
The first thing we would do is we would go to the providers that are on the property currently and ask them for their most recent agreement with you. And ironically, you would find that many times because apartment building, apartment complexes change hands, cable companies change hands. Being in Portland, it would most likely be CenturyLink and Comcast. We would go to them and say, we're representing ABC Apartments and we would like to know what is the contract status. And some of them will come back and say, oh, we just signed one 2 years ago with the prior owner. Here it is. Here are the terms. And in that case, there's probably not much we could do. Others would say, oh, well, we have a contract in place, but it's in an auto-renew period. And the auto-renew period is coming up on expiration. So that gives us the ability to negotiate a new contract since the other one is auto-renew term. Or they may say, you know what? We can't find one with our records. So that is another opportunity for us to negotiate a new agreement. And that doesn't mean that they just came on the property without the original owner's permission. It just means over time, either the agreement wasn't filed, it was, you know, through the transition of cable company to cable company, you know, a lot of these things weren't electronic when some of these apartment complexes were built. So it just means that there isn't one. It's not that they're doing anything illegal, but it's just an opportunity for us.
I see. Okay, cool. And what kind of dollars are we talking about? Is it like on a per door basis, or, you know, and how much are these contracts worth? And just to be clear, so I just want to clarify for the listeners, the cable companies have to have an agreement with the owners that grants them the ability to go onto their property so they can service the cable, et cetera.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, there's a couple of different contracts, and we can get into that in a minute after I don't answer the question you just asked, because you just asked me the worst question that you can possibly ask me, because you're asking how much, right? And I'm just going to tell you, you know, obviously you can imagine, right? A 200 unit apartment property that's an A-class property has a different value to a cable company than a 50 unit D-class property has, right? So it depends on who the cable provider is, how big is the property, how competitive is the marketplace, what's the performance of the property already. So there's just so many variables involved that I just really hate to answer that question, because if I give you a range, the person out there that's listening is going to write down the high end and say, how do I get this? And that's why one of the first things we do is we consult. So we work on commission only. We consult for free. We do a free assessment of your property, your portfolio. And at that point, we can give you a better understanding of what you may expect, because it's at that point that we'll be able to identify who is the cable provider, what are the other options in the marketplace, how big is the property, what asset class is it, and things like that. And at that point, because it's going to vary for everybody, what my holdings look like, yours may be totally different. I may be able to get more than you get, or vice versa. All right. So, I mean, there's a range, and we do definitely have the ability to increase your NOI, both on a door fee. So there are a couple different ways where you can make money. One is on a door fee. One, and that is a per door fee. That's a one-time fee in exchange for signing the agreement, a new agreement. And those are usually 10-year agreements. So if you sign a deal with Comcast and you get a 10-year agreement, you can, in most cases, get a door fee in exchange for signing and giving them certain rights. It may be exclusive marketing. It may be exclusive use of certain wiring, but it's never the exclusive right to serve. So let me make that clear, that you're not, when you sign an agreement with somebody, kicking the other providers off your property. So you're not going to negatively impact your residents. You're not going to give your residents a reason to go and be dissatisfied with your service. When you sign these deals, it's transparent to your residents. They don't see any change in their pricing, and they don't see any change in the providers that they can choose from.
Okay.
So, because that's always one of the things people get nervous about is, oh, I don't want to, you know, so you're not doing that. You're not moving anybody else off. The other thing you can get is, and it's usually tied to exclusive marketing. If you give exclusive marketing to somebody like Comcast or CenturyLink or Charter or whoever it is, they usually tie it to revenue share. And revenue share is an ability for you. It's basically what it sounds like. It's a commission, right? So as you help them grow their business, they give you a higher percentage of the revenue that they make from your property. And they usually pay that out on a quarterly basis for the prior quarter. And then you can, and in some cases, you can get both door fee and revenue share. Door fee for the asset value of signing the new agreement, revenue share for helping them grow their business.
Okay, got it. Okay. Yeah. That makes sense. And I mean, I love just what you're doing so much, because boosting NOI is a very powerful way to increase the property value that you have. And so, I mean, you know, I talk a lot on this show about boosting NOI and how what the value of a dollar of NOI is actually worth. So like, I mean, even if we're going to talk about saving $1 of NOI every month, if you apply like a 5% cap rate to that, that would be $1 times 12 months, which is $12. And then you, let's say if we're going to apply a 5% cap rate to that, then that's $240. And so just by saving a dollar on your adding a dollar to your NOI, you're increasing the value of the property by $240. So, I mean, I think that's why what you're doing is so powerful, is because as property owners, we're looking for those dollars that we can add to our NOI. Would you say that's accurate? Like, what is it that people love working? Why do they love working with you?
This show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-C-A-P.com, and sign up for our newsletter.
Well, absolutely. And that's another thing we do very early on, is understand what are your goals, right? So if you're looking at a property and you've just acquired a property and you want to fix it up and flip it quick, right, and refinance, then the NOI is more important than, you know, if you're going to go in there and you need more door money, you know, because you want to put money into the property to raise rents. We had a owner in Tennessee that said, I don't care about the ongoing NOI. I don't care about the revenue share. I mean, they cared about it, but their number one goal was, this was one of our first properties. We need to go in there. It's way below market when it comes to rent. So we're gonna boost the rent, but we need money to put back into the property so we can show the residents, we're not just coming in here to raise the rent. We're doing improvements. And so we got them, I don't remember, $15,000, $20,000, and they redid the whole pool area. So there was a tangible, there was something that the residents saw, okay, my rent went up, but now I've got a pool I can use when before it wasn't a pool that I could use. So that was their number one goal, and we helped them achieve that goal. I've got another owner in Tennessee, different owner, who doesn't care about door fee, doesn't care. He goes, I want revenue share. I want the increased NOI. That's all I care about. I'm going to buy these. I'm going to hold these. I want the ongoing revenue share to keep coming in. And so we try and negotiate. We only have so much, you know, I mean, the cable companies have to agree to it, obviously, but at least we want to know, what are your objectives? And so we can try and help meet your objectives.
For sure. Yeah, no, I'm glad you mentioned that, because that makes a lot of sense that it's going to be a slightly different objective for different property owners. And so what would you say your company's value is bringing to the table when it comes to negotiating these types of investments?
It's our experience, right? So we've been on the other side of the table. We understand this. And it's kind of like, look, could I build my own website? Could I change my own oil in my car? I could probably Google, YouTube those things and do it, but I'm not a subject matter expert in those, any of those things. So it's better for me to pay somebody to do those things for me and let me focus on the things that I do well and maximize my time that way. So I would say the same thing holds true for, you know, owners who are great at operations and great at finding new properties to buy and all those sorts of things. You know, that's their wheelhouse. Let them do that. We know who to talk to. We know the terminology. We know what's fair. We know what to ask for. We know where to push. And the other thing we do is we maintain a database of all of our clients. We've got over 100 clients. We manage over 700 properties, over 50,000 units, and they're all over the US, right? So if you come to me and say, hey, I've got 200 units here, we might have other owners with properties in that same market, and we can gain leverage by putting those together. And instead of going to Comcast or Spectrum with 200 units, we might be able to go to them with 1,000. And that's going to get a more, you know, solid look than just the 200.
Yeah.
So,
for sure.
So those are the things we bring to the table. And we've successfully done that in several markets. And we've helped people with only 75 units have enough leverage that they benefited in a way that it, as if they would have had 1,000 units.
Yeah, for sure. That makes, you mean, like, that's actually pretty powerful. You mean you're able to negotiate terms that would be based on 1,000 unit property rather than a 75 unit property?
1,000 units total, because we bring together owners.
Got it.
Okay.
So cool. I may go to the cable company and say, look, I'm representing these four owners, and combined, they have 1,000 units, which is better than if somebody goes out and says, hey, I'm the owner and I've got 100 units.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah. No, that makes a lot of sense. It's kind of like the pooling, you know, property owners to like negotiate with more power with the companies.
Right. Yeah. And that takes time. And that's what we do, because we know how to do those things.
For sure. Yeah. Well, that's a very interesting niche. And it's just, I love learning about these interesting ways to add value to properties or increase revenue streams, et cetera. What are some of the challenges that you encounter when you're going about this type of work?
You know, some of the biggest challenges are just simply that owners don't understand the potential. And there's a preconceived notion that if I'm not paying for the cable for my residents, I don't need a contract. And that's a whole nother scenario where you can pay for the cable for your residents and charge them for it and buy in bulk. That's what's called a bulk contract. But if somebody's not doing that, they think that they don't need the service. So that's one of the challenges. And quite frankly, some of the challenges are that, you know, some of the owners heard that, you know, my friend got this, I should be able to get that too, but it doesn't really necessarily work that way. And certain cable companies, especially ones that are rural, where there is no competition or anything like that, they will just say, look, we're the only game in town, and take it or leave it, we're not going to pay you anything. You know, so there are some smaller folks like that don't do that. So, I mean, those are some of the challenges, but, you know, for the most part, we can, you know, we get deals done more often than we don't. I mean, just in the last year, we just ran the last 12 months. We did over 115 deals, or we did 115 deals, and the value of that was over $3 million.
Wow. Yeah. That's incredible. That's awesome.
You know, and so it's nice to help and take the NOI on that, right?
For sure. Totally. Awesome. When you're talking to property owners, just curious, like, how do they learn about you? How do you approach them? Obviously they can call you, but since they don't know that it's like something that they need, how do you get in touch with them?
Yeah, we do a lot of networking, right? So we do LinkedIn networking. I appear on podcasts, usually about once a month. I'm on a different podcast. We network with some of the folks that do education for new people. I was on a seminar earlier today at a virtual luncheon for somebody that has students, and they bring them in and they try and teach them things. And I'm going to another conference in Orlando in October, where there'll be, you know, new people coming in and trying to learn about this business. And, you know, quite frankly, the best way we can grow our business is by doing a really good job for our clients. And then we offer our clients referral fees or a percentage. If we're doing a good job for them and they refer somebody to us, we offer them a referral commission. So we try and create as many win-win situations as possible. Yeah. And that's why our business model is commission only. If we don't bring money to you, we don't get paid. And that's okay, because we don't want to get paid for not doing anything for you. If we don't bring value, we shouldn't get paid.
So I'm just looking at your board behind you and it says electric. So is there also a way that you're making contracts with electricity companies?
There is, but I will tell you that because electricity and gas, it's only available in deregulated states. So right away, the U.S. has shrunk down to just a little over a dozen states that are deregulated. In those states, you have the ability to go to another electric or gas provider. And we can do that. We've got a broker that we're aligned with, and he can take your electric bills and go and then see if we can reduce those bills.
Okay.
The challenge is that it's all about usage. And if you don't have common areas, if you're not a large property, you know, if you don't pay for the electricity of your residents, there's not as much opportunity. But we believe in the philosophy, ask. It doesn't hurt to just ask. So we will, even if we don't think there's as much of an opportunity there, we will go out and at least take the electric bills and see what we can find out. But 90% of our business is cable and internet access agreements.
For sure. Makes sense. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Kevin, for coming on and helping us understand this kind of very interesting revenue stream and way to increase NOI. So would you please take a moment to share with the listeners how they can learn more about you and anything else you want to share?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much. Our website is multifamilyutilitysolutions.com, and I like things easy. So my email address is just kevin@multifamilyutilitysolutions.com. Phone number's on there, but it's also 248-930-4768. And I think it's over my shoulder as well on our banner there. So yeah. And again, all they have to do is reach out to us and we will schedule a time to talk to them, learn more about their individual portfolio or even individual property, and find out more about their business goals. And then we'll provide them a free assessment and tell them what we think we might be able to help them realize.
Awesome. Love it very much. Well, so before we hop off, will you please tell the listeners, you know, one thing that you have attributed to your continued growth and success?
You know, I used to hate to read. And in the last 5 to 7 years, I have just really found a passion for reading because I just want to learn, right? I want to learn as much as possible. And so I typically have one business book and one self-development book that I'm reading at any given time. And I make it a point to read from each, at least one chapter from each every day. And I've gained so much wisdom and so much knowledge. And I think that's helped me as a person, but also as a business owner to grow myself, but also to grow my business.
Awesome. Great, great tip. And just such a valuable piece of information, you know, a great habit. So thank you so much for sharing that, Kevin. And we'll have a wonderful day and we'll see you next time.
Awesome. Thanks so much for the invitation to be on your show. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. Connect online at www.lux-cap.com, luxe-cap.com, for tons of free educational content to further your success.